This is our teaching, be a blessing. This is an accompanying teaching for the Torah portions for today. People need to hear God, reproduce God's glory in our lives, show His good ways. Let's have a blessed life and be a blessing to others. There is so much of our society that has no qualms about what they do. Psalm 95:8-9 NKJV says, "Do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work." It's amazing, isn't it? Israel saw God's great power in the wilderness, but some of them still went astray. It's still true today. We have the Holy Spirit and have seen God's power, but some people still want to do whatever they want. We need to stand strong and not sin. Hebrews 3:12-14 NKJV. "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." We are told to beware so that we don't sin, because our sin can cause pain and destruction and separates us from God. We are to be steadfast to the end. Don't sin, hold on steadfastly. Why not hold fast to doing what is right and good? Why not show others God's good ways instead of the pain and brokenness that comes from sin? Why not have a blessed life and be a blessing to others? Be stable and faithful in all you do. Deuteronomy 10:12-13 NKJV. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command you today for your good." In Leviticus 19:18 NKJV it says, "You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself, I am the Lord." Yeshua was quoting the Old Testament when he said to love God and your neighbor. Yeshua and his disciples used 247 different scriptures from the Old Testament in their teachings and sometimes used them more than once. Search online for Old Testament quoted by Jesus and apostles. Because Yeshua and his disciples uses the Old Testament portion scriptures so frequently, they cannot be done away with. If the Old Testament was done away with, as some say, they are saying Yeshua's and his disciples' words are worthless. Also, it was the practice of rabbis to give two answers to questions. Most informed people understand that this is what Yeshua was doing. He was acting as a rabbi. Yeshua said the gate is narrow. The religious leaders of his time were following man-made commandments instead of God's commands from the Old Testament. See Isaiah 29:13. Don't believe the religious leaders of our time who are telling us not to keep God's commandments. What does the Bible say over and over? Keep God's commandments. It is not much different now for people who have the help of the Holy Spirit. We are to still keep God's commandments, but we also have the Holy Spirit to help us. Hebrews 3:14 said we are to be steadfast to the end. The Holy Spirit is our helper to accomplish this. John 15:26 NKJV, "But when the helper comes." John 16:7 NKJV says, "It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you." Shaul, Paul, said in 1 Corinthians 3:16-17 NKJV, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." We are to be holy. Being holy means we are to separate ourselves from sin. We are not to sin, and we are to do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. No matter what issues we face, keep trusting God and be at peace, relax. If we are on good terms with God, we have nothing to worry about, even if there are things to be concerned about. I was stuck on a river in the jungle with melted engine hoses from when the intake took in sand. We were stuck on a sandbar in the middle of nowhere. Someone on our team rigged the hoses so we could get to a jungle town. We just had to wait for the tide to come in. We made it. Phew. Not worrying is easier said than done. I knew we were stuck, and we had a big, big problem. We were going nowhere without an engine. Yeshua told us to get control of ourselves. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Matthew 6:31-34 NKJV. Every day can bring good and it can also bring challenges. I had some computer problems this one time and I tackled them one at a time. I didn't need to worry, even if I did a little bit. I got it worked out. We can be attracted to lots of good things, stand out in the areas God wants to use us. Better to do something than waste time and energy with our free time. Stand out in the areas of life where God wants to use us. One of our friends is a nurse and she decided to go to New York City to help the sick there during the COVID-19 crisis. What a brave young lady who decided to help out with the disaster there. We don't have to necessarily take extreme risks like she did, but what a great example she is to us. 1 Peter 4:8-11 NKJV says, and above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Love, be hospitable, don't grumble, serve each other well, and use what God gave you. Years ago, I had my weekends free to do occasional ministry events. I thought, why not use some of my time to serve others? I got immensely blessed just serving others and praying for them. Using our time for God is part of the believer's life and can bring us blessings when we give. Seeing someone healed is an amazing blessing to the person who gets healed, but it is also a blessing to the person who took the time to serve. It says in Leviticus that there must be a blood sacrifice for sin. Yeshua, Jesus, came and gave his life as the final sacrifice for sin. He gave up his life, no one took it from him. See John 10:18. This portion goes over a lot of important commandments. The Bible talks about keeping God's commandments a lot. We should be faithful and steadfast to God. If you are not going to a meeting or congregation where they are frequently encouraging you to keep God's commandments, go somewhere where they are teaching God's commandments. We are to put to death sin, it says in Colossians 3:5 NKJV. These are some strong words. Why not make the effort to do what is right and bring blessing to others instead of sin and the pain and destruction that can accompany sinful behavior? Be stable in all you do and no matter what, keep trusting in God and be at peace. Worry often just brings extra tension to our situation. There are a lot of good things we can do, but don't forget to include spiritual things as part of how you use your time. You don't have to go to extreme risks, but we are commanded to use some of our abilities for the kingdom of God and to also use our spiritual gifts, live a blessed life and be a blessing to others. Let's now say the Aaronic blessing. Adonai or Lord in all caps in our Bibles is the name for God which is pronounced Jehovah. Jehovah is used over 6,000 times in the Old Testament portion. Since God's name is used that many times, it is evident that we should be using His real name. According to Exodus 3:15, Jehovah is God's true name forever. Of course, we should use His name with respect. Jehovah is an acronym formed from the Hebrew verb Hayah. Jehovah means, He existed, He exists, and He will exist. I want to honor God's name. The ancient rabbis say that Jehovah is God's name. 2,363 different manuscripts of the Bible point God's name as Jehovah, once differently, never as Yahweh. The church fathers said God's name is Jehovah. Yeshua said in Matthew 23:39 NKJV, you shall see me no more till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Yeshua is quoting Psalm 118:26. The word Lord in that verse in Psalms is Yehovah. Numbers 6:27 says we are to put God's name on his people. Let's say the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:24-26. Yehovah bless you and keep you. Yehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yehovah lift up his face upon you, and give to you peace. Amen.